Football fans are looking forward to four NFL playoff games this weekend. There are some intriguing matchups, but the games were temporarily overshadowed yesterday by news that the Washington Redskins have rehired their Hall of Fame former coach, Joe Gibbs. Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine who follows the NFL for Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, so there's a lot of excitement here in Washington, but that was under different ownership. Why would he want to work for Dan Snyder, who has gone through four head coaches in his 5 years as owner?
Well, the noble answer would be that after 11 years away from the game, he missed the thrill of standing on a sideline on an autumn afternoon. He spent that 11 years as the owner of a NASCAR racing team where he had great success. The cynic might say that $28.5 million was something of an incentive also. And probably the fact that he'll be the president of the team this time around had further incentive. On the other hand, he probably saw his old colleague Bill Parcells come out of retirement to take on an equally flaky coach out in Dallas with some great success. The truth is, it's good to have him back in the game. It's going to be interesting to see whether after 11 years away from it, the players are the same players that he remembers in temperament and talent back in the golden age.
One sign of the Redskins' ongoing troubles is that Stephen Davis, their former star running back, has helped lead the only Cinderella team left in the playoffs, the Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers are visiting St. Louis. It's part of why Steve Spurrier left the Redskins, as he didn't understand that running the football was so important. And John Fox in Carolina picked him up immediately, and he's run this team all the way into the second round of the playoffs. Unfortunately, this week they play the very powerful St. Louis Rams. And even worse for Carolina, St. Louis hasn't lost a home game this year, and that trend will probably continue this week.
Before the playoffs, the New England Patriots were the hottest team in the NFL. You expect them to go all the way to the Super Bowl?
Well, they're favored, and you'd be crazy to bet against them. They're fun to watch. They have no stars. They started the season in disarray and lost their first game, and they finished the season by winning 12 straight. They also won all of their home games at Gillette Stadium up in New England. They're playing the Tennessee Titans, who, being from Tennessee, probably aren't that used to the cold. The Titans have a great offensive line tradition, a kind of manly thing, where they fine each other several hundred dollars if they wear extra protective clothing in the cold. I guess it's just kind of a football machismo thing. And this weekend, they might be regretting that tradition. So Tennessee's coming into the cold Gillette Stadium, and the Patriots should probably continue their winning streak.
They let people with beards into Gillette Stadium?
They call it the Razor, which, I don't know. You know, it's supposed to be this familiar, happy-sounding nickname. I can't get around it.
The other two games this weekend featured quarterbacks who have practically willed their teams this far into the playoffs. Brett Favre of the Packers and Steve McNair of the Titans.
These are the two marquee names, and everybody loves watching them, and they couldn't be different in style. Last week, Peyton Manning exercised his own demons. He'd never won a playoff game by throwing five touchdown passes in a complete rout of Denver. It was like magic. It was like watching a guy throw a football in the backyard. And he was throwing to Marvin Harrison, who's arguably the best receiver in the league, but nobody's ever heard of Marvin because he never celebrates when he scores a touchdown. He does this unusual thing. He hands the ball to the referee.
No cell phones.
He hasn't signed any footballs, and he hasn't done any dances. He's a terrific receiver, and Peyton Manning is on a roll. But they're going to Kansas City, which is also a home field that gives the Kansas City Chiefs a great advantage. It's very, very loud, and they have their own running back, Priest Holmes. It'll be a close game. I think Kansas City will win.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine who covers the NFL for Morning Edition.